Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
Beer and I think whiskey. I can't remember what was in it, but it was called a Flaming Dr. Pepper. It didn't have Dr. Pepper in it. And you chug it and it tastes like Dr. Pepper.
That's so strange.
Well, that's interesting. It's doing it again. What happened with this
whoa,
thing?
Whoa, whoa, dump that.
Hello, Matt McLaren.
Whoa. What the hell?
It's 12:44. Pull to the front window.
Gotcha. Okay, you're not starting. Come on, don't do this now. Don't do this. You're doing this. You son of a mother.
Sir, please pull your car forward.
Okay, guy, you just got to give me a second.
You're holding on my line, and I'm going to need you to please pull your car forward.
Okay, I know that, and I'm going to need you to stop saying that, okay? Now shut it.
You shut it.
What?
Please pull your car forward.
You know what? Do me a favor. Say it one more time. I dare you. Yeah, I didn't think so.
Please pull your car forward.
You know what that's like? Huh? You don't like it?
Please pull your car forward. Please pull your car forward. Please pull your car forward.
We can have a P1 of the week, but when it comes to prosthetic legs, you have to have a pair of them.
And this is the perfect opportunity.
This is the only opportunity we've ever had in the history of this show.
Sorry, Justin.
DeWalt Mix. What?
Sorry, Justin. What? Monty. Fake leg. No leg. He had a fake leg.
What? What's going on right now?
Monty.
Justin. Are we on the air? Ray Trey's just trying to participate.
Okay, so Cray Trey, you're coming in with the information that Monty has or used to have a fake leg.
Yeah, he has one leg.
Right. So he had a prosthetic, is what you're reporting.
He did have a prosthetic at one point, yes. I was saying sorry.
What happened to
he
it?
He can't participate in having both legs. His leg can't be the P1 of the week.
But we need two.
Right.
Wow. We have so little chemistry with you, Cray Trey. It's amazing.
He's new to the lineup in this position.
Never really. We've been working with him for 10 years.
He's never played producer with us before.
What happened to Monty's fake leg? Have they ever had it on the air?
They never had the leg on the air, no.
Hello.
Not a good interview.
That's not...
Hey, it was pretty
Monty's
stiff.
Fake leg. I can kick you in the face right now.
Hey, will you join us at 8:40?
Monty's fake leg. All right, I'll see if I can still have the number for her.
My name is John Boy, and I never listen to Dan and Jake on The Ticket.
And maybe she will get the pipe. Hope she got the pipe.
Just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray. Sit back and hang in the Hang Zone.
Should we change the show name?
Call it Dad.
Dad?
Yes. Still there.
It's a good thing my name isn't Victor.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
We need Conrad St. Kobe.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
I'd love to meet a leprechaun.
Blake Jones. Who's Blake Jones?
Maystash.
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
I love the open. Mino, could I get three all rights, two yes, and a hey now?
All right.
Yeah.
Hey now.
All right. It is Business Tuesday. It is show
and
number.
Oh, Tuesday. Why not?
Wow. It's summer. It's Business Tuesday. Show number 332, our 73rd show of the Hang Zone, not in the den. So we still have 186 to go to catch up
to have as many in as out or something like that. In and out, in and out, in and out. That's what it's all about, correct? In for Jake today, who is out, see?
And I am in.
The great Justin Montanaro.
Hey, Dan.
Love me a little Justin. Or a lot of Justin. A
lot of love.
What's your bit? What do you got?
I don't got much, man.
No?
Yeah, I got the leg stuff you heard. King of Queens and basketball.
Yeah, so King of Queens. Are we putting King of Queens cuts in the open every day this week in honor of...
No, I just thought that tied in well to Justin's drive-thru story yesterday.
Did you have a story yesterday?
Yeah. Where I got out and
oh, yeah,
got it back right. Off. Trying to get my chicken in peace, man.
We not only have new listeners every day, we have people that just forget a lot of stuff. Like me.
How about Trey going at the Musers to defend his leg comment? Do you like Trey versus all three Musers? We need more of that.
It's one of my favorite matchups.
Although, I guess we're going to be denied that from now on if he's not working here full time.
I believe they have offered him the opportunity to fill in. Or he wants that. I don't know. I don't know exactly.
I think he's going to fill in for Jer.
You guys remember Trey?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you remember Trey every time you walk around your house right now.
Where's my phone?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, remember
you're hastily just brooming things. Brooming? Sweeping.
Sweeping.
Remember your trip to the laundromat?
Yeah.
There's my phone.
Did you just find your iPhone?
Yeah.
Knowing it was in here?
No leg. He had a fake leg.
I love that cadence so much.
That's, yeah.
That happens a lot.
Constant clarification.
I use find my phone and it'll ring and it'll be in my pocket.
Just making sure.
See, fake leg.
I'm extremely old.
No leg.
Like, I find glasses on my head, stuff like that. Do you do that?
Yeah.
And I remember my mom doing that. I've become my mom.
I've done bad moves where, like, I'll be holding a cup of water and my phone, and I'm going in my room, and I mean to toss my phone on my bed, and my left hand and my right hand get mixed up, and I toss the cup of water on my bed. That's not ideal.
What's happening?
I don't know.
Hello? Making
a phone call to Trey.
Oh, goodness.
Jeez. What kind of... Does he live in England?
International?
Yeah.
Dear.
He's spoofing his number.
Hello?
May I speak to Trey, please?
This is Trey.
Hey, Trey. This is Dan McDowell and Justin Montemayor live on The Ticket in Dallas.
Hey, Trey.
Do we have your permission to put you on the air?
Yeah, sure.
Why are we calling Trey? I can't even remember now. I can't remember something from one minute ago.
Because he was talking about him. He house sat for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
We were just enjoying your audio of Trey taking on the Musers in the open.
Have you seen my fake leg? You had a fake leg.
Just wondering how you feel about that, how that went.
I feel like it went great. I feel like my comedic timing was on point, and it's their fault they didn't get the joke. Maybe they should listen to Sunday morning programming more.
Oh, he said Mein Kampf.
I heard that, too.
The Musers could use your help in the comedy department.
Right, they don't have much.
You know, I do have a degree in comedy, so yeah. I was the Gordon Keats of my college radio station, so yeah, I think they can learn a thing or two.
You've been in an improv group, right?
He's classically trained.
Yeah.
Classically trained, Dan.
He's like the Tina Fey of the Ticket.
Yeah, he's UCB of Dallas. That's where Trey practices.
Kind of the Tina Fey of the Ticket.
Trey is, of course, the former overnight board op.
Yeah.
For 6 years, he manned that position.
Mm-hmm.
And recently retired from that.
Yep. Living on a farm now. Planting beans.
So he's also the guy. Go ahead.
I was asking if he's doing improv full time now. Did he finally catch on? Maybe a pilot.
It sure sounds like it.
Yeah, he's
no.
You got a weekly set at
no. Mm-hmm.
Addison Improv.
No, it's in the works, Justin. I can't reveal everything right now.
Okay. So Trey also watches our house when we go on vacation, and it's great. Now, do we assume it's just a total coincidence that our we now have to purchase a new washing machine?
You have to replace it?
Yeah, we had a repair guy out there yesterday. He told us it'd be like $450, and if you can get a new one for $800, and he's totaled. Like, you want me to do this? Yeah, he totaled it.
He totaled his washing machine, Trey.
You know, it really sucks because I don't go over to your house with the intent for things to break.
Well, that's good.
I go there for the intent to not be mentioned on air the next week. I really don't want to be mentioned on air.
Now, we may remember the last time we went on vacation. I don't know if you remember this, but
I think
we got home.
Stuff.
Hold on. We got home, and there was a flower pot that had been... We have two kids, and one of the kids had made this flower pot for Mom when they were like 5 or 6.
Aww.
So it had really, terrible drawings on it and stuff, as 5-year-olds will do. And then it said, Happy Mother's Day, Mom. And it was written very poorly, like a 5-year-old,
That's some sentimentality, right?
For sure, yeah. So my wife loved that. It was her favorite. She would only put her favorite plant in that flower pot. And we got home, and it looked a little weird. Like there was a line, kind of a white line across it, the middle, Slick. Where it says, Happy Mother's Day. There was a line intersecting that. And then if you rubbed your hand on it, you see there was an elevation in that line. It turned out to be like Elmer's glue or something.
Cheap.
Trey.
I think he was trying to balance his plate of bagel bites, and one was tipping over, and he kind of tripped.
He broke the flower pot, and...
Now, I didn't even touch the flower pot. I was told to water it once, or not even water it. I think your wife already watered it.
Backtracking.
And so I left it alone, and I just fell.
Just...
One day.
I don't know. Coincidentally, just like the washing machine, just out of nowhere, just somehow.
I was washing four towels, and it just stopped mid-cycle.
Trey, it's okay, man. Oh, by the way, also reported, my daughter had two small plants, which were like one little... You ever see Idiocracy?
Yeah.
Where at the end, when finally something starts growing with the water, you just see that little tiny thing.
Yep.
So she had planted these seeds a couple of weeks ago, and they both started to sprout, but they were very small, like a centimeter.
She's a very tiny growing system.
And then she left Trey a note that said, please water the Idiocracy plants, spray them once a day.
I did.
And when we got home... She grabbed one of them and said, this is bone dry. This one's dead. But
I'm
all
right. Spray bottle the water.
That's enough.
You're constantly just killing the environment.
The lizard's still alive.
The lizard is alive.
He sprayed it.
Yeah, well, you had to spray the lizard.
He sprayed the lizard and fed pellets to the plant.
Spray paint the tail of the lizard.
He's just like, I don't know what this does.
The main goal is the dogs and the lizard.
Yes.
And they're all fine. All three of those are currently alive. And that's good. And here's a funny one too.
I would be off like OJ. Like I'm free here.
I mean, his charges were a little different than yours.
A little bit.
What was the deal with locking the interior door out to the garage?
I love this. Just more.
To lock in the interior door, just in case someone opens up the garage. It's well, I don't want to get into that because if someone knows,
yeah,
it's a weird lock. I just do it because it's kind of a phony lock.
Yeah, well, you can just easily turn it and pick it. It's the inside from the garage into the laundry room. You can get into that door.
But if you're a robber, you don't know that.
A robber.
That's so childish. Not a thief or a criminal, a robber.
A cop would know, but a robber.
The wet bandits.
Yeah, the stinky bandits.
And one more note I had from your house sitting.
More?
Okay.
Because you did use the shower, I could tell.
Ooh, just the hair?
Well, no, I have two, these two Brooklinen towels are my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
And
amazing.
So I had let... Yeah, he used them.
Oh, no.
They're very big. So it's the only towel I'll use, and no one's body has ever... No, that towel has never touched another man's private parts except for mine. And if you know me as a kind of a phobic, a little bit too much, you know? Like, I bring that towel with me when I travel because I don't want to use a hotel towel. Because I don't want the hotel towel, which has rubbed other guys' bottoms, to be on my bottom.
Sure.
So now there's only two people who have ever toweled off with my towel. And every time I dry off, I will now think of a naked
Trey. You think he was doing the undercarriage floss with your towel?
And I can't even put it in the washing machine because...
Right, you can't even clean it.
Well, hey, if your washing machine broke, then I would have had towels to wash myself off, dry myself off with.
So
it's your bad.
He broke your washing machine using your towel. How about that, Dan?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The coveted towel. We only have 700 other ones. But he somehow made a beeline for the one that no one else ever touched.
Next time you're drying your face, I hope the towel's like right here and you think about Trey drying off down there.
I don't think he's going to use that towel again.
He says he is, right? You're going to use it? Trey's clean.
No, I bring my own towels.
All right, now he's backtracking.
Then how'd they get wet?
How did that one get wet? I used it once because that was the day that the towels...
All right.
Okay. Well, you just said you didn't use the towels, Jay. You would not hold up the questioning, OJ.
In the end, though, I thank you because the animals are alive, and that's the main focus.
The poop was picked up. Animals are alive.
No robbers came in with their masks. And,
no robbers, yeah.
Yeah.
No bandits.
No bandits came and... no damsels were tied to the railroad track or anything.
What's really funny is I'm just imagining you're parroting everything your wife said to you, and now you're just having to spend those back to Trey.
Can I explain to her?
We are on our up against it. We got a producer who is telling us that we have to go.
All right,
but
that's a good one.
What a meek! All right,
that was very Scott Kagmar.
So
Oh,
Trey.
We love you.
Julie, I know how to wash my own clothes.
Oh, you're attacking me now. I'm just sitting here.
No, that's what you said yesterday. You're like, do you think Trey knows how to wash his own clothes? I do.
Well, I was just wondering how you managed to break Dan's washing machine.
It wasn't my fault.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Trey.
All right.
All right.
Bye, Julie.
Hang up. You hang up first.
Bye, Trey.
No, you hang up.
Dan's got a problem hanging up. Man, he did not survive questioning that well.
He's so defensive.
Should have asked for an attorney.
Yeah.
He needs help with his answering to our questions, not just in general. Not
I didn't
in my
your towels. I mean, I used that one.
Probably that, too.
Oh, Trey.
All right, let's do some sports and talk about the Mavs next.